Watershed Voice, community supported journalism.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. You got me, Lane, returning from a two-week vacation and a three-week hiatus. Our last episode you listened to was Alec and I doing our NFL mock draft, which I do have to say we did pretty dang well. If you guys have not yet, make sure you listen to that episode. Today, just going to be a real quick episode. There's not a whole lot going on in the sports world. Everything's kind of dying down. We're going to cover the kind of the future of Detroit sports for right now. Talk about some of the teams who have the brightest futures and maybe a team that really needs some work done. So we'll cover that. Before I get into that, though, if you guys have not yet, make sure you check out our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. I would greatly appreciate it. Also, if you have not yet, subscribe and rate us on all of your favorite podcast streaming sites. That only helps me out when you do that and helps my algorithms get out there. So with that, guys, I'm just going to dive right in here. So the overall state of Detroit professional sports, like I said, overall, we've got a few teams that look good, one team that needs some help, but overall I'm pretty optimistic about the future of Detroit professional sports. Red Wings are looking good, Tigers are Pistons are but they're looking better, and then the Lions are looking good after probably I think their best draft they've had in years. So I'm just going to go ahead and go for three teams that I feel like are close to achieving success, and by achieving success I mean reaching playoffs, and going from there. So the first team that I think are closest to having some success, actually some news broke about them today, was Detroit Red Wings. They actually re-upped Jeff Blashill, Steve Yzerman did, so he is going to continue being the head coach of our Detroit Red Wings. Overall, they mean they've got 22 picks over the next 2 years, which if you follow hockey, that is huge. That is a great way to build a pipeline. That's exactly what Steve Yzerman did when he ran the Tampa Bay Lightning. And that's exactly what he's doing now. He's getting the most for players out of trades. He's doing a good job. I think he's going to turn around the Red Wings, because, I mean, the Red Wings, Detroit is hockey town. And they're not going to be down for forever, similar to the city. City's rebuilding, and I think the Red Wings are really getting there. Hockey's always kind of a fickle beast. Some years you get real dominant teams, and other ones you just don't. And, I mean, next year you could see the Red Wings improving a little bit, and I think that's what we need to look at with Blashill leading the charge. Next team that I feel like is really kind of up and coming is our Detroit Pistons. This last rookie class from Troy Weaver has been nothing but sensational. You could argue three out of our four rookies or top rookies could be in contention for a all-NBA rookie team spot. Sadiq Bey is leading the way for the Pistons, set an NBA record for most three-pointers scored by a rookie, which that is huge considering you have names out there like Steph Curry, Reggie Miller. I mean, you think about all the shooters out there, and Sadiq Bey's the guy leading the charge. It's awesome. Isaiah Stewart seems to be the next up-and-comer for Detroit, really reminiscent of Big Ben, only 6'8", 6'9", but he's nasty, man. He doesn't take crap from anybody in the league, and I love it when he's going toe-to-toe with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, not backing down. Stinking love it. That dude, he is good. He is a great defensive player, and he can knock down some shots. So, I mean, for Detroit, that's huge. Another bench piece for us is Saben Lee. He's been great covering for Killian Hayes. Was doing really well this year. He's been a solid, sixth, seventh man for us. And then I just said his name, Killian Hayes. When he's been healthy after his hip injury, he came back, and he's showing why he was drafted seventh. I don't think Killian's going to be the guy that's going to get us 25 points a night, but I do think he's going to be the guy that's going to be a great facilitator for that Detroit offense. Dwayne Casey just had his contract re-upped with the Pistons, which I think that is a huge advantage for Detroit. Dwayne Casey has proven he can get the most out of his players. And that's exactly what he did in Toronto. Now you kind of see Toronto kind of faltering, and I think that's due to some players leaving and all that stuff. But I think Toronto was in a position they were in because of Dwayne Casey. Troy Weaver is also another good reason why I would say the Pistons are up and coming. He's great, got a great eye for young talent, and he's not afraid to pull the trigger on players. He released Blake this season, let Blake kind of walk. And I mean, it's been good to see him getting trades, getting youth. I mean, Hamidou Diallo from Oklahoma City has been great. That has been a great trade for us. I'm very happy to have him on the team. And overall, that young core looks really, really strong. And then to add to that, the Pistons locked in the second highest percentage to win the NBA draft lottery. If it were to fall and everything falls in place, Pistons are going to draft second. And if you do that, I mean, you're looking at Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Jalen Suggs, or Jalen Green, and Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, you're in good company if you're drafting top five. Now, NBA hates Detroit for some reason, so Detroit will probably drop to seventh, and we'll get screwed. But let's hope that doesn't happen. And then really the most sensational player of the year for us has been Jeremy Grant. My opinion, I think he should win most improved player of the year. He's only 27, averaging a little over 22 points a game, has been lights out for us, been that spark that we needed. And I think if you can build around Sadiq, Jeremy, Isaiah, and Killian, I think you've got a good core there. You just need to get the talent there. And I think Troy Weaver knows what he's doing, and I think he'll get it there. I think Detroit will probably build it through the draft. And then if they have to, they'll spend some money in free agency. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Detroit in the playoff hunt probably 2-3 years. Kind of reminiscent of Atlanta to me right now, but we'll see. And then lastly, I think the team that I'm most optimistic about, I mean, I talk about them enough, I yap about them enough, and is the Detroit Lions. I mean, if you just look over the first Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell 2021 draft, absolutely liked out. We know that battles are won and lost in the trenches, and we address that immediately with Penei Sewell. I know we got a lot of fans out there who are pissed off that we took Sewell over a receiver, but Goff has proven time and time again that if he has a good offensive line, he can win. Now, granted, our wide receiver depth is not the best, but it doesn't have to be. You don't need a super, you don't, we didn't need to draft, you know, go up and get a Pitts or a Jamar Chase or somebody like that. We didn't need to get a Waddle. Like, we are good with Sewell, because if you don't have that line, you're not getting anything. And then second and third rounds, Levi Azuwerke from Washington and Ali McNeil, two absolute bruisers, and they are completely embody the vision that Dan Campbell wants for Detroit. They're going to kick your ass, play in, play out. They're going to eat some kneecaps, and I think that's what we need. For me, that was a minus draft class. I mean, there were some things that I wanted to see them do and address, but they didn't, and that's okay. But I'm very optimistic about the culture being created there. It seems very positive, very much positive reinforcement. But they're not afraid to ask from their players, and their players are going to respond to that. Actually, a little story came out that Dan Campbell joked said they need a pet lion at practice. That's a little out there for me, but kind of seems to me like they're trying to create like a college type atmosphere. So we'll see what happens there, if that even were to happen. But yeah, Dan Campbell impact to me is already being felt. Rookie camps have already been noted to be lighter, more fun, a lot of positive reinforcement. Just the overall types of player, Penei Sewell is going to be an absolute mauler for right tackle for us for probably 10 to 12 years. It's like some NFL scout said that there's very few surefire Hall of Fame players in last year's draft, and Penei Sewell was one of them. So if you're going to get a Hall of Famer, might as well be Detroit that picks him up. And also Dan Campbell came flat out, said we open at home. He's excited about it. He's ready to get going. And I think that's going to be reflected in also the fans. I think that something's been sorely missed over the Bob Quinn, Matt Patricia era. And we'll see if it goes from there. So every high that we have, there's always a low. And the team for me in Detroit that I think has still a ways to go are the Detroit Tigers. I know a couple weeks ago I pitched them, selling them high. But they just can't seem to figure out how to get runs on the board. The pitching is definitely there. Casey Mize is starting to put it together and starting to show why he is a future number one in the league. Tariq Skubal, Matt Manning, Alex Fado, all waiting in the wings. And I think we will get there. But I don't think we're going to get there in the amount of time we want to. The bats, like I said, need a lot of help. Riley Green and Spencer Torkelson cannot get called up soon enough, which at the same time, you don't want to rush them because you don't want to break their confidence. So that's kind of a double-edged sword for the Tigers. And then Isaac Paredes is also waiting. He played a little bit for us last year, looked great. So, I mean, the help is there, but the question is it enough? I mean, you have Jonathan Schoop, who will probably be traded. You've got a whole bunch of different guys out there. And the Tigers are they're there, but they're not there. I really hope Nomar Mazara really picks it up because I think he could be a cornerstone outfielder for us if he does. I do think though the positive for the Tigers is we do have AJ Hinch leading the charge for us. He is a manager that knows how to turn things around quickly. One of the most important things I think I've noted already from him, Casey Mize came out from an appearance where he got roughed up a little bit and he got a rough inning, and AJ Hinch came out, and usually when that happens to a pitcher has to state their case, say, oh, I don't want to go, I got this, and the manager usually pulls him. Well, Hinch did not do that. He said, this is your batter, this is your out, go get him. And I think that is something that is huge for any type of franchise. When you have a manager that has confidence in his players to get the success and get the results that they want. And I think that's a huge confidence builder for Detroit. So I think AJ Hinch is the right man for the job, but I do think it's time to let Al Avila go. We're going into quite a bit of money coming here soon we could spend in free agency. And I don't think Al Avila is going to be the one that's going to help us build that type of a winning franchise. I mean, Miggy's got 3 years left on a deal. Personally, I think it's time to try to find a trade, buy him out, do something, because I know it's $90 million, so it's a healthy chunk of change. But I think Miggy just is an anchor for this offense, and not a good kind of anchor. He doesn't have it anymore. I think injuries just completely derailed that man's career, which is unfortunate because he's probably the greatest hitter we will ever see in a Tigers uniform. But all the good things must come to an end, and I think it's time for the Tigers to part ways with Miggy one way or another. Hopefully you see Miggy maybe contemplate retirement to maybe help the Tigers out a little bit, but I doubt that happens. We did see Albert Pujols get released from the Angels this past week, and he actually just signed up with the Dodgers. So that's kind of an interesting signing. And I mean, maybe for Miggy, that's what needs to happen. Maybe we need to let Miggy walk and just give Miggy the opportunity he deserves to go out in his terms and maybe win a ring for himself, another one. I don't know. That's my opinion. So I think, guys, that's going to wrap up the Detroit Tigers as the team I'm least optimistic about in Detroit, but overall it's going to wrap up that segment. Let me know what you guys think. Like I said, there's a lot of information out there. Maybe I'm way off. Maybe all of them are looking good and you think they're all going to do well in the next 2 to 3 years. Or maybe you think all of them are going to suck and tell me why. So yeah, just tell me why, guys. Let me know on our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I would love to hear your thoughts. And who knows? I mean, if you reply, you give me some ideas and stuff, maybe we'll get you on the show here. It's getting into summer, going to get into the dog days of sports. So who knows? Maybe we can collaborate on something here. So with that, guys, I'm going to take a quick break. And then I am going to close this very short episode down. So stay tuned. Okay, guys, we are back from that quick commercial break. Thank you guys again for listening in to me. Like I said, short episode, probably going to be shorter episodes for the next or for the foreseeable future until we run some specials, do things like that. Maybe be some good lawn mowing listening for you guys, because I know I've already lawn mowed once this week. And it's supposed to be mid-80s, which is beautiful, bringing up some of that warm temps from Florida. So that would be great to have a wonderful weekend and nice weather. Summer weather's coming. Grilling weather's here. I love it, man. So thank you guys again. If you guys have not, make sure you follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards Podcast. If you have not yet, like and subscribe to us on all of your podcast streaming sites. If you can, rank me 5 stars. If I do not have a 5-star worthy podcast, let me know what I can do to improve, because that only helps me get the algorithm out there. And tell a friend. That's the easiest way to get my name out there, get this podcast out there, and we continue to grow and build. So with that, guys, be safe, take care of each other. Things are opening up a little bit more. Life's getting back to normal. It's a dog days of sports coming up, but we got baseball. We got the Olympics coming up. Softball World Series coming up, which I probably will be covering that in 2 weeks. I'm a big college softball fan. So we'll go from there, guys. So with that, take care of yourselves. Stay safe. Be good to each other. And go green.